This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Longtime friend. He goes back to the old basketball show at WNSD. He's Dwayne Simpkins. Dwayne, first of all, congratulations, and great job, obviously, getting the old Eagles back into the big dance here.
Thanks so much, guys. Good being on with you guys, man. I was a long time, Bob. You know, we go way back.
Oh,
of course,
yeah.
Me and Jimmy P, we got stories to tell.
Carroll versus DeMath, I'm still bitter. Great win over Navy. I was at Dwayne's press conference, and you could tell he was going to not only be good, be great. I don't care about basketball, Dwayne. What you've done to that community, I'm not casting aspersions on anyone before because Mike Brennan's a friend of mine. However, to walk in Bender Arena, you can have a beer. The kids in the end zone are great. These guys wearing suits and blue blazers that love Dwayne. The whole thing, it's packed. The alums are there. David Aldridge is there. All these people are there. And I went to the Colgate game when you won there, too. I've seen the changes in 2 years. And as we know, Gary Williams is recruiting. It's coaching, Dwayne, but it's promoting. And people don't realize sometimes, Haney, Dwayne does. Gary Williams was a tireless, you know, promoter, or at least he had me out there promoting, whatever, however it may be. But, Dwayne, what you've done to the culture, and a word culture which is overused these days, but not in your case. Your kids believe. You had kids that could have transferred that didn't. But what you've done to the whole product of American University basketball. Congrats. And I want to have you go into that a little bit just because that's really important.
No, it is, man. I appreciate the acknowledgement of that, Jimmy, because, you know, the basketball stuff, man, that's, you know, you've been there, man. That's 20%, maybe 25% of this job. You know, it's fundraising. It's, you know, making sure that you're engaged with people throughout the whole school community. You know, the provost and obviously the president and, you know, different faculty members across campus, because at the end of the day, you know, you can win some games here and there, but if people aren't excited about your program, you know, you're going to have spotty attendance and everything. And our guys work so hard, man. They deserve to be able to go out there and have a great home crowd pushing them on to win wins and, in this case, championships. So, you know, very, very strategic with that, man. I made sure that it was more than just about basketball. It was about building, you know, solid relationships all across campus. Because, as you know, Jimmy, your administration's got to be on board, and you got to have that additional support. And, you know, we're not a power four, power five school, and resources. You know, we got to grab this, we got to grab that, we got to fight for this. There's some things we ask for, we can't get. But when people feel like they're invested, and they feel that they are, you know, in the boat with you, rowing in the same direction, you know, you may get a few more things, and that's what we're fighting for.
Dwayne Simpkins, head basketball coach, American U, coming up Wednesday night against Mount St. Mary's, 6:40 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Dwayne, when you first got the job just a couple of years ago, you inherited that program, as Jimmy said. That's Gary Williams coached at American U way back when. But how close were you, as you saw it at that time, to maybe getting back into this NCAA tournament cycle and hopefully, you know, for many years to come, being maybe the team to beat in the Patriot League?
Yeah, I felt, you know, the first year, last year, I honestly felt like we had a shot. You know, I had never been through what we've been through last year in terms of injuries and everything. And, you know, we had a ton of injuries. I mean, we were playing three walk-ons at Colgate last year in March. And, you know, we ended up winning that game. But I really felt that if we could stay whole and just stay healthy, I thought we had a shot. And we finished 16-16, 10-8. We finished tied for the league last year, and I said, hey man, if we had more depth coming in this year, if we can keep everybody healthy, I felt we had a really, really good shot this year. But I honestly felt we had a shot last year. But yeah, at the end of the day, people ask, man, hey, did you guys talk about winning a championship and stuff this year? Yeah, unabashedly, you know, I told our guys that was the goal, and I wanted those guys to have that at the forefront of their minds so that every single day they went in there, they knew what they were fighting for, and the standard had to be raised. And I got a tremendous staff, man. They made sure that they were on these guys' tails every single day and not settling for just average and mediocrity. You know, championship level intentionality is what we fought for every single day.
And had to beat Colgate in the playoffs with a balanced five guys were in double figures. I'd seen him beat him during the regular season, but they beat him in the playoffs. And Matt Langel's done a great job making that the team to beat. And
great
now
coach.
You beat them. And yeah. Now, you're a great coach, too. So he went to Penn, so we don't like him. No, I'm just kidding. He's an Under Armour. Matt's a good guy. But to dethrone Colgate, where Jack Bruin started the program, that Dwayne and I both know Jack Bruin. Seriously,
yeah.
Colgate has been running the table 4 out of 5 years, and you had to take them down in the playoffs. Another guy who was there for the finals, Haney, was Kermit Washington. Remember Kermit Washington?
Yeah, sure. American U, Lakers, Trailblazers.
Exactly. So he was there. So that's the kind of stuff that's fun. Dwayne, you got to play Donnie Lind in the Mount. Tell us about your schedule. You know what? Let's go a little different. You played Virginia. You played Carolina. You beat GW at home. Now you go play somebody your own size. The Mount and you are the same team. In other words, you guys are mid-majors that made it by winning your tournament. You don't have to play, you know, Auburn or Duke. In a way, I think that might sort of be an advantage. I think it's cool you're the only team on TV. I like that you can get an NCAA win on yourself. But as opposed to playing Carolina and Virginia, which you played this year, you're playing someone of, let's just say, your own stature. What's the thought on American playing Mount St. Mary's? And do you like playing in the playing game?
Absolutely. I mean, we didn't have this when you coached me, Jimmy. But I just remember, man, the first time in my first NCAA tournament game, we're playing out in Wichita, and we're playing St. Louis, and we had a good team. You know, we were just really getting started. That was Joe Smith's freshman year. And I just remember, man, like the first 5 or 10 minutes, it felt like I was playing like in a fog. You know, the ball was hard. It seemed like just there was no rhythm. And you can't, man, you can't replicate or try to do it in practice of what it's going to feel like. It felt like the lights were brighter. Everything was just different. And so for us to be able to get a game under our belt and assuming that we're able to beat Mount St. Mary's, I think that bodes really well for us going into a Friday afternoon matchup against a Duke, because you know, we would have played 2 days prior to that. We can get the jitters out a little bit. There'll be some jitters if we play them on a Friday afternoon
Dayton's
as well.
Dayton's a good crowd. I've been out there. Good crowd. I mean, it's going to be like electric
atmosphere. Dayton is awesome. You know, when I was at Mason, that place, man, that is a high major environment. They love basketball and they know basketball. But for our guys to be able to get out there, you know, on Wednesday, I think it's going to really bode well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course.
Maybe it'll be like when we beat UMass in round two. We whooped them. We scored 95 points. You, Johnny Rhodes. Joe Smith wasn't bad that day. Mario Lucas hitting jumpers from the corner.
X-Man went off that game.
We all went and played the Fab Four Michigan. We had boxes waiting for us in Dallas. I said, we need to win this so we get the extra boxes for the shoe company.
Right, Dwayne,
you're the man.
Dwayne,
all joking aside, we're proud of you. But what you've done, people don't understand how hard it is to win a conference tournament. I don't care who you're playing. It's hard to win your conference tournament to go to the tournament. So you be proud, you be good, and here's Haney.
There we go. Well, Dwayne, appreciate the time. Great to talk to you, but real quick, because I know time is of the essence. Any elements for Morgan Wooten, and I know you talked about it during the Patriot League tournament here on national TV, or Gary Williams or anyone else.
Be quick, but don't hurry.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Any influences from the Hall of Famers that you played for?
Oh, man, just process. You know, that's from Gary and Morgan. You know, just treating every day as if it's your championship. And, you know, the message was no different for those both coaches, you know, going into the city title game playing at the Matha, going into an ACC tournament or going to the NCAA tournament, there was no, hey, we got to ratchet things up and we got to play really, really good. It was like, hey, fellas, trust your preparation. We've already put the work in. So that's the same theme that I'm giving my guys right now. Nothing different.